1985, offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. In Kansas City, December hard red winter wheat. Well, it's not in Kansas City anymore. I'm getting used to saying Chicago, but it's 698.5, down 5. The March is 687.25, down 8.75. Soft December wheat, 634.5, down 4.5. March 641.75, down 8.75. December corn is 428.25, down 0.25. March 437, now 38, now 37.75, down 0.25. July 453, down 0.5. January soybeans 1348.5, up 4.75. July 1298.5, down 1.25. December soybean meals 465.50, up 390. December soybean oil 40.04, down 1. December live cattle 131.10, down 50. January feeders 165.02.5, down 12.5. Now they're down 10. And December lean hogs are 81.12.5, and they are down 25.
Support comes from Country Financial. Country Financial is hosting farm information sessions throughout Illinois from December to March. Topics include updates to the federal crop insurance program, the farm bill, and how to use grain marketing and crop insurance together to manage risk. Registration information is on their crop update website at countrycrop.com/update.
A quick programming note, this afternoon at 12:39, we will have special coverage of the release of today's WASDE report that due out at 11 o'clock this morning. USDA indicated a little bit earlier this morning the report will be released despite the severe weather that has crashed in around Washington, D.C. and has slowed government offices. The report will be released as anticipated. And our analyst on that report will be Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. And he joins us now just ahead of the report as well. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Let's begin with the report. What are the anticipations for what we might see today?
Well, I think, you know, what we're going to see is the thoughts are, as everybody's looking here, that they're going to probably take the corn exports and increase them 50 to 100 million bushels, just for the simple fact we're way ahead of what the government had projected in that way, and it looks like sales are going along. The ethanol usage, we're at 4.9 billion bushels here now. They could add 50 to 100 million bushels to that because the ethanol seems profitable, and we're continuing to crush even with them dropping the mandates as they were. The feed residual, actually, we could kick a little, take a little off that. Maybe could reduce the amount for feed and residual by 200 to 300 million bushel that way. And the China corn crop could increase as to what we're looking at. So bean exports, looking, they could increase 10 to 40 million bushels. So the crush probably left unchanged. But what we could do is see South American production increased 1 to 2 million metric tons. And the wheat, they could be 10 to 15 million bushels more in exports than what we had now. But the Stats Canada one for the world stocks, you know, that was a lot higher than what we're looking at. So that could erase the advantage of what we did the other part.
What you discussed about the U.S. numbers, how would that impact ending stocks at the end of the day?
Well, I mean, of course, we're not changing our production figures, so if we kick the exports up in corn, we kick the ethanol usage up in corn, we should have a little smaller carryout. You know, the world number, though, might not be down as much if we increase the Chinese and the South American crop for what they're looking at. So the U.S. balance sheet should be a little bit positive. Looking for a smaller carryout, but highly anticipated.
So a little bit of a smaller carryout on corn. Do you think that the carryout reduction will be enough to offset the anticipated increase in production when we get January's crop production report?
That's the big question. I mean, I think that we're very capable of seeing a pop today, but I don't know that it's going to be a long-lasting pop because it's going to come back to just what you said, Dave. It's going to be how much will we increase the January numbers.
And in the beans, I think the average trade guess around 155 or thereabouts, depending on whose survey you're looking at and who they actually interviewed for the averages. If we were to get a number under that, let's say under 150 or 147, would that be enough to keep the uptrend in soybeans alive another month?
We heard the phrase off to the races. I think that a number below the 150 mark would definitely put a 25 to 30 cents on this market in quite a hurry this morning after the report, Dave.
Would it hold it, though?
Ooh, well, you know, we'd have to see a lot more of what we're seeing as far as the world numbers go along against that before we'd say it would hold. But it would definitely see a little pop this morning if we went under that. If as we look at that, the guesstimates, the ranges, believe it or not, range all the way down to 118 to 170. So, you know, there are some people that are under that number in their guesstimate here too.
The bean number, we're seeing numbers, you know, tossed about that if you take South America total production, Brazil, and Argentina together, you might be looking at something like 145 million metric tons. Is that a number that you're comfortable with?
It can easily be there. Can we say comfortable? I mean, I'm not sure that that's the best way to phrase it, but I mean, yeah. Like I say, we're looking for the South American production to probably add 2 million metric tons to what it was as of the last report.
So while we might see some strength in the market today, the mid-range outlook does appear to be lower still.
You know, like I say, unless we see something today that can guide us otherwise, now if we would take these beans and close them above 1350 today, we could maybe see a little breakout and a little technical move that would take them on up to the 1370 mark, Dave, but that would be more on technical trade than that goes. And we are seeing, as we approach the report time with just an hour away, like corn's back to just about unchanged and beans are up 4 to 5 cents, so... there's some people out there that are a little more scared of the report to be short than they are wanting to think this market's going to be sold off immediately.
Yeah, there has been some short covering. I am sure today. In fact, today's trade, if you look at the March, and we're beginning to think about March a lot these days, actually a new high for its move today. So we will see what happens at 11 o'clock. Whatever occurs at 11 o'clock, do you feel as though... at that point, we will reestablish essentially what will be a range-bound trade pending, unless something goes awry in South America, a range-bound trade perhaps until the January crop production and WASDE numbers.
In all possibility, that's probably what we're going to do. But what we will do is we'll either raise or lower what the range has been,
right?
Because of these new numbers, Dave. And I think that you're stating that very accurately. It won't necessarily be the same range, but we will probably establish a range.
Yeah, we'll shuffle it up or shuffle it down.
Yes.
Well, we'll know how much when we see the numbers at 11 o'clock.
We said the same thing in different ways.
What else do we need to be aware of on the balance of the week post report, if anything?
Well, I think basically we're going to be watching for some government announcements or whatever. There's still talk about the quantitative easing being scaled back, and I think that's a great big thing. Will the House get something done on the budget amendment before they're supposed to leave on Friday? Or will they say they'll maybe stay in session a little longer to get something done before they leave? I think those are two very big things, that and, of course, the Farm Bill.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. The current tick in the marketplace, December corn now is flat. It's trading where it opened electronically last night, 428.5. March, 437.5, down a half. In July, it's 453, down a half. January soybeans are 13.48¾, up 5. July, 12.99, down 3/4. December soybean meal, 465.50, up 390. December soybean oils, 40.04, down 1. soft December wheat, 634.5 down 4.5, and the hard red, 697 down 6.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.